When the children of Israel were being delivered out of Egypt, the Bible says that Pharaoh brought out his best chariots. Don't be surprised when you're getting ready to walk into your promise and walk into your breakthrough that Satan comes with his best attack and he hits you as hard as he can because he's trying to stop you. He's trying to discourage you. Now, the children of Israel, they saw all the signs and the wonders and the plagues. And so in that moment when Pharaoh was coming and they were trapped at the Red Sea, they had to think, right? They had to remember, this is what they should have done, is God done did all of that. And he didn't do all of that to leave us here hanging. He didn't do all of the plagues and everything that he did to tease us. And so when we're going through it, Satan is very good at what he does, how he attacks. He's dirty, he's nasty. And that's why the Bible says, you know what, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. In those moments where you get wounded and you get hit and it feels like life is just beating you down, you got to learn to rely and depend on the word of God. That is what's going to hold you up when you feel tired and when you feel heavy. And so when you're going through it and it's like, man, all hell is breaking loose in my life, and Satan is like, quit, Satan's like, you're never going to make it, you're not going to get there, you lean on the word of God and the presence of God, and you say, you know what, I've been young, I've been old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All right, he who begun a good work in me will finish it. He will keep doing it. He's going to bring me there. He's not going to abandon me. And I walk by faith and not by sight. It looks like I'm surrounded. It looks like I'm about to be destroyed. It looks like it's over. And then what you do is you start speaking life. This is why the Bible says to meditate on these things and to tear down every wicked imagination that exalts itself against what you know about God. I know that God is not going to forsake me. I know that God is not going to abandon me. And guess what? That's a cycle that you're going to have to go through. There's going to be seasons you feel weak and you got to lean, and then you're going to feel strong and you go out there, you do the work, you go out there and you fight, and then boom, it happens again. And that's what Christianity is, and that's what taking up your cross is. Jesus had his cross, right? But what kept him going was his love. What is keeping you going is your love for God. I'm living for that, well done, my good and faithful servant. And then also I have a vision. The Bible says without a vision, the people perish. I have something to look forward to. You got something to look forward to. Don't be surprised when the enemy attacks you.